Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I've written at the end of the book, I said, I've never come to the end of this. This is not something that you say, oh, okay, I've got that. Now it's a feather in my cap and I can keep on going. This is something that you will forever, as long as you breathe on this earth in your body, you are going to be dealing with God as sovereign. You will have to continually bow to him as sovereign, and you have to continually trust him in faith that he is God, that he is your father, and that he is sovereign over the things that happen in our life, even the things that we don't understand, particularly the things we don't understand.
And John, I found myself asking the question, if you don't know God is sovereign, can you ever really know him at all? You know, in a way that truly matters, in the way that Paul meant when he said to know Christ is eternal life. He didn't say it like that, but right. But that was the verse. This is eternal life to know. But with that, it's to know God as God, right? Not God as I think he might be, my idea of him, somebody else's idea of him.
Or how I want him to be.
Yes. How I wish he was. How I wish he was something that I can control.
Well, I'd love a controllable God. So I think. You know, the second I had one, I'd hate it. But, you know.
Well, yes, of course. that's who we are. Mm. But, yeah, that. So to me, this book is integral to bringing us to the crossroad to make the choice that enables the move of God in our lives in a very real way. Because I think we can choose to refuse to see him, to refuse to know him, to refuse to let him in, to refuse to acknowledge him. Romans 1 makes very clear that we can
and
refuse
do.
To acknowledge God as God and refuse to be
yeah.
grateful to him.
Unfortunately, and do.
And do,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
And so I think even Christians, though, We can refuse to engage on that ground. We do have that choice. And so I think also this is a book that is very sobering because it will bring you to ask that question.
But the amazing thing is that it is so fraught with love and grace. It's not like it's going to be punching you in the face, and though there are some punchy statements, I'm not going to tell you there's not because there are, but it's not a beating you into submission. It's a wooing you.
No, that's the shocking part of it, John. That's the shocking part. We think of sovereignty as purely, I'll call it a battle of wills, capital W will and my will, little w will. Right? And so we view it in this very charged, maybe even contentious, you know, I'm a little peon and God's up on his throne and yeah, he's God and God is love, and but it's very removed. You know what I mean? It's removed from our heart. It becomes this, you know, this issue outside of us almost. And what you've done is you've brought the person, the Father, the shepherd, the engaged and intimate God, in which sovereignty is not some far-off issue. It's not some thrown out in the heavens that is far removed from my life that I can't see and that I'll sing a hymn about from now, you know, a few times a year and be like, oh, isn't that awesome and amazing to contemplate? But it's very distant from me. It has no real bearing on my life, my heart. And that is shattered. All of that is shattered. And we think that meeting God as sovereign would be this purely awesome thing. And it is awesome. But it is also incredibly intimate. And Martha has an afterword and it's, you know, her story is in there as well. And it's, I mean, this book is just from start to finish.
Well, the amazing thing that it's ended with her forward and her story, that story impacted me, and her own sovereign touch came and impacted my sovereign touch. I mean, you really kicked it off. You know, I fought the sovereignty of God. I fought God as God. I fought that forever. And then he used you as an entreating force to begin to yield to him as God and embrace his sovereignty all the way to the point that it became a point of rejoicing. I rejoice over his sovereignty in my life because it gives purpose to things that are inexplicable. Is that the word? And undefinable and unbearable. Yeah, I was just, there's certain things that I needed someone to be over and in control of things that happen. And when I entered into that sovereign touch relationship, my world opened up. My complete world opened up. And, you know, while I was writing this book, I had several people that would run through my head, and it was almost like I was answering them while writing. And some gruesome abuses, some hideous things that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, that have crippled and that have so negatively impacted these lives that they have never really recovered from it, though they can hold it together. There's still a crippling. And I wrote a lot of this thinking of those people, because it's real hard to, in the hardest, most painful areas of our life, for you to say, well, God's sovereign. It's almost obscene. It's profane and obscene if you don't understand the sovereign touch. You know, it almost sounds like, hey, suck it up. You know, I'm so sorry you were hurt, but you know, God's God and you have to suck it up. Well, that is not what this book does at all. Not even for a second, because I was constantly aware of that, thinking that person I'm talking to. And though I am faithful to the Spirit's revelation and how he wanted me to say it, and how the truth is often rather prickly, because you have to embrace something that's just gruesomely painful. But at the end of the day, it is such life and resurrection, and I believe that it opens the door for that resurrection life of Christ to come through. And that's why I believe this book had to come before my Exchange Life book, because if you can't accept God as God and his sovereignty, you're really never going to experience the Exchange Life. It's just, you can experience Christ, but experiencing him living your life, there's got to be such a yielded vessel to be able to do that, and a surrendered vessel to his lordship and his choices. And so I'm excited to get into the Exchange Life book next, and it looks like we're going to be doing that in about 3 weeks, starting that process. But this book lays a stake in the ground and a flag of victory. And I'm excited because I feel like not only is it a tremendous victory standard in my life, it is it's a proclamation of his it's a defense of him. Not that he needs to be defended by anyone, but I feel like the Spirit used this and me and my life and what he did to be a defense of the Father and the Father's choices. I don't think you'll leave this book thinking, well, he is so uninvolved in my life. I mean, if you could have a relationship with a God who literally could cover and kind of shore up all of our questions, all of our quandaries, all of our contentions, if you could have a God that could do that in every wince-producing moment of your life, in every pain-inflicted moment of your life, if he could do that, wow. Just wow.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.